This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong, reporting from Chicago, with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Wednesday edition of the Midwest Digest is being brought to you by Case IH. I'll have today's stories coming right up.
Take a look inside any rotary combine, and you'll find single rotor technology. Technology Case IH introduced more than 35 years ago with the Axial Flow Combine. But unless it gives you more bells and whistles, with fewer belts and chains, more power using less fuel, it's not an Axial Flow. Because while the heart of every rotary combine beats red, only Case IH gives you the power to do more. See how at caseih.com/heartbeat.
638, 6,272,639. There are 6,272,640 square inches in an acre. We counted. Why? Because we designed the TigerMate 255 field cultivator and 2000 series early riser planter to maximize every single one. So when you create the most level seed bed in the industry and target a nickel size area to plant a seed and never miss, you'll know in high efficiency farming, there's one name to count on, Case IH. Rethink productivity. Learn more at caseih.com/inches.
We are learning a little more about Sarah Rose Summers, the 23-year-old Nebraska native crowned Miss USA. Friends and family describe Sarah as a determined and self-assured woman and a person with a big heart and a caring personality who's been finding ways to help others since she was a kid. Sarah Rose Summers now goes on to represent the United States in the Miss Universe competition. The wife of former Indiana Governor and former U.S. Senator Evan Bayh, Susan Bayh, is recovering from brain cancer surgery yesterday. A statement issued by the family said Susan, who is 58, will fight this disease with the same courage, grace, and optimism that have always characterized her. Evan Bayh said in an interview that he and his wife had been scheduled to travel to their twin son's graduation from Harvard this weekend, but that trip was canceled. At their mother's request, though, the boys will participate in the graduation. I don't know if you saw those photos of those neglected horses at Earlham, Iowa, but the pictures weren't pretty. Ariel, one of the horses now recuperating, had 21-inch long hooves that were so curled around, they curled back into her front ankles, causing cuts and bruising. Another horse, Fudge, had such bad dental issues he couldn't chew feed well enough to swallow and was forced to spit out almost all of his food. Most of the nearly 60 horses, which ranged in age from about 1 to older than 30, had the appearance of being malnourished, with visible ribs and hip bones and extreme hair loss. And carcasses of 2 dead horses were found there by the authorities in Madison County, Iowa. This, by the way, is the second time that farm at Earlham, Iowa, has run afoul of the law. From this week in agribusiness, it looks like it'll be the third week in June when Congress tries again to pass a farm bill. By the way, in a very casual exercise, not at all scientific, I posed the question of farmers and ranchers who follow me on Twitter. And of the nearly 500 who responded about the farm bill, about 60% said they weren't surprised that Congress voted no last week. 20% said of Congress, they'll get it done. Only 8% of the farmers said they were angry, and 13% responded, they don't care. That's today's Midwest Digest, brought to you by Case IH. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.